Okay, we are on Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. We are 11 lines from the top of Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. So again, just to remember, to reiterate what we said yesterday, we had a machlokas between Hananya and the Chachamim as to whether or not, with Shehiyah, placing a food onto an uncovered Kira, whether or not someone is allowed to put that food there if it was Machal ben Jusai, or does it need to be fully cooked. According to Hananya, he was Mekel, he assumed that you can do it if it's at least the Machlokas, what Machal ben Jusai, go with half cooked or a third cooked, depending on Rashi and the Rambam, but either way, it doesn't need to be fully cooked. And according to the Chachamim, it needs to be fully cooked. So now the Gemara brought different rayas from the Mishnah. Again, according to Hananya, you had to learn. The Mishnah is talking about Achzara, about returning it, because if you talk about Shehiyah, it didn't line up. So the Gemara just found its way and dangled around and tried to do Achzir Mechzra and line it up with Hananya. And so now we're going to try to prove, we rejected saying that it was a disproof of Hananya, but now we are going to bring another Tashma. We're going to try to bring a Tashma that is actually going to prove Hananya's opinion. So it says the Gemara now, Tashma, Damar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav, Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Loshanu Ela Al Gaba. They taught this lenient ruling with regards to the Mishnah. It was only food that's on top of the Kira. Okay, however, Aval Letocha Aser, but it's forbidden to place food inside the Kira if it's going to be very hot. So the Gemara now says, "I amr bishlam hachzirtan." So this Mishnah would make sense. This statement would make sense if you assume that the Mishnah is referring to food that is in the Kira. The Mishnah is talking about doing chazara, like we mentioned. According to Hananya, he learns that it's all about putting it back in. That you're only allowed to only put it back in if it's covered, right? To put it back to do chazara, to take food that was already off the kira and then put it back on is only mutter if it was garo fekotim. So we're coming to say that Rabbi Chalba would be clarifying the following. He'd be saying, "Hainu deshani ben lesochal al gaba." So that would make sense that he'd make a distinction between placing food inside the kira on top of it, because Rashi points out if you place food inside of a kira, even if it's garfa katim, that's going to be the isra of hatmana, of insulating. Isra hatmana is if it's of a devar shemosif hevel, and you're going to move around the coals, then that would be an isra deraisa of havara. That was the chash for hatmana of why there's an isra of doing insulation on Shabbos. So that would for sure make sense to why there should be asr havara putting it on top of it. There's no hatmana, just putting it on, and it's already garfa katim. You have the heker not to stoke the coals. So it makes sense that I'd be allowed to do that. So this chiluk, this understanding makes sense according to Hananya. However, Ali Amart Lahashasnan, but if you're going to say that the introductory line of the Mishnah is referring to leaving food on the Kira as the Chachamim wanted Taina, so then what was Rabbi Chalba coming to qualify? Then what is he saying? Mali Latocha, Mali Agaba. What's the difference whether the food is placed inside the Kira on top of it? There should be no difference when it comes to Shehiyah, because Shehiyah is talking about something, it's something that wouldn't matter whether it's something that's fully cooked, that it has the heker, so it wouldn't matter whether it's on top or within it. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to assume that this is following the Shita of Chachamim. So the Gemara rejects this proof. The Gemara says, Misavad Rabbi Chelbo Areshakai. Do you think Rabbi Chelbo is going on the first part of the Mishnah, which is talking about leaving food that's garf a katam on the kira before Shabbos? He's going on a seifakai. He's going the latter part of the Mishnah, which is saying, that when the seifa of the Mishnah, which said that Beis Hillel allow you to return it, Rabbi Chelbo was saying, that was only talking about returning it to the top of the kira, but to return inside the kira would be the iser, as we mentioned before, that would be the iser of chazara, of putting it inside, and therefore there would be usr. So therefore, it'd be permitted, it would be usr to put it back over there. So that where we just answered for shitas Chachamim. So now the Gemara says, maybe we have a shita now again, Tashma Sindri, go back and forth. So we brought Raya against Hananya. Now we brought Raya for Hananya, we're going to bring Raya against Hananya again, like Chachamim. So third Raya over here, Tashma, Shtei Kiros Hamasimos. If you have two identical kiras, they're exactly the same, they're built by a common wall on both sides, so you're still getting heat from one to the other. And the Mishnah says, so the Braisa says, Achas Grufa Ktuma, Achas Shina Grufa Ktuma. So you have one that was either shoveled or the ashes were covered on it, meaning as a proper heker, proper thing that you're not going to come to stoke the coals. And you have one that's not Achas Grufa Ktuma, Achas Shina Grufa Ktuma. And you have one that is not covered or properly covered with the coals, or the coals are removed. So the Gemara now says, Mashin Agabe Grufa Ktuma. We rule that one is allowed to leave food items on, your person is allowed to leave food items before Shabbos on the top of that area, but in Mashin al Shein a group of Ektuma. But you're not allowed to leave food items on the one that didn't have that wasn't shoveled or taken away. So the Gemara now says, So the Hemshich of the Braisa says, what is one allowed to leave on this Kira? Beit Shammai omrim velo klu. Beit Shammai says, you're not allowed to leave anything at all. Beit Hillel omrim chamin velo tavshil. We're going to ask this here in a moment. Our Mishnah said that Beit Shammai makes a chilek between a tavshil and hot water. So that's going to be something Gemara is going to ask. The Beit Hillel says that you can do only hot water but not cooked food. But however, if you remove the food off of this kira, even if the one that was covered, that had garfakatum that was covered or covered the ashes or removed the coals, then everyone still agrees you're not allowed to do chazara on it. You're not allowed to place it back onto the hot food. That was Rabbi Meir's understanding. Rabbi Yehuda understood machlokas Beit Shammai differently. He says Beit Shammai says chamin v'lo tavshil. Beit Shammai assumed that it's talking about water but not cooked food. Beis Hillel omer chamin v'tavshil. Beis Hillel hold that someone is allowed to leave both hot water and cooked food on the kira. Beis Shammai omer notlin avol machzir. Beis Shammai says you're only allowed to take it off and not put it back on, meaning you can't do chazara. However, Beis Hillel omrim af machzir, and you're allowed to do achzara, you're allowed to put it back and return it onto the flame, onto the covered flame. That is, if it's properly covered, you're allowed to put it back on. So the Gemara wants to compare a Mishnah to the Braisa. The Gemara now says, Iyamret bishlam lahashusnan, so I understand if the Mishnah is referring to the case of lahashus, of leaving the food on, like the Chachamim, then masnisin mani Rabbi Yehuda, then the Mishnah would line up with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, with Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel make the chilak. Beit Shammai holds only hot water and not food, and Beit Shammai says you can't do chazara. That lines up perfectly with Shitas Beit Shammai. And Beis Hillel also, you would assume that you're not allowed to do a chazara on something either. So the Gemara now says, you would be allowed to do chazara according to Beis Hillel, and you would still need gar for katum if you have a food that's not fully cooked. However, liamar lahachzir tam, if you assume our Mishnah is like Hananiah that assumed that the kira has to be talking about chazara masnisin money. So who is the view of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Meir, doesn't line up with either Shitas Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. As the Gemara's Bereshit to elaborate, Rabbi Meir kasha Beit Shammai v'chadu Beis Hillel betarte. If this is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, then Beit Shammai doesn't line up with the fact that Rabbi Meir said nothing works for Beit Shammai. So that's a stira. And also, both shitas of Beis Hillel are not going to line up, right? The Mishnah of Beis Hillel that we had with Beis Hillel says that with regards to Shehiyah and Chazara, the Mishnah said that Beis Hillel, you're allowed or permitted Shehiyah even over an open coals for both hot water and cooked foods, and Rabbi Meir is saying that it was only allowing it only with regards to Kira that was Garfakatim, and only for hot water. So then the second point is that the Mishnah says that Beis Hillel permitting Chazara, whereas Rabbi Meir says that they forbid Chazara. So this really doesn't line up with Rabbi Meir. However, when it comes to Beis Hillel, if you want to assume that it was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha Grufa Ktuma. So Rabbi Yehuda would line up in Beis Shammai according to Hananiah. However, the case of Grufa Ktuma seems to be Usser according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's Usser unless you have Garfakatim, food is not allowed to be cooked, even if it was Machal Ben Jusai, even if it was half cooked or third cooked, it's still going to be Usser Lefi this Braisa according to the Beis Hillel, but according to Hananiah, Beis Hillel would allow this. So the Gemara rejects this proof. The Gemara says, no, so really, we can line up that this Mishnah is referring to food that is doing Chazara on it. So then who is this? Who is the author of our Mishnah? Betana didan, savar lak Rabbi Yehuda b'chadam, palag l'b'chadam. It's not Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, right? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda for one of them. However, he disagrees with some of the Rabbi Yehuda b'chamin tashin on the machzirin, meaning he holds like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to the fact that when it comes to hot water and cooked food and doing chazara and returning these items on the Kira Shabbos, it's mutter. However, pali b'chada to ilu tana didan sever lahashos val peishenu garfikatim. Rabbi Yehuda sever lahashos no me garfikatim in ilo lo. So the Mishnah is now, the Gemara is saying, and when it comes to this idea of garfikatim, that the Rabbi Yehuda thought that Beis Hillel require it, and that's how he holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, that you need to have garfikatim, and it's either recovered or it needs to be removing the ashes. So the our ton of our Mishnah holds, you don't need that. He holds like the Hananiah holds that you only need Machal Ben Jusai. If you have Machal Ben Jusai, you are good according to our Mishnah. So the Nemar now says, so that's it. So that's the whole sugi over here. And so like we mentioned yesterday, this the Gemara does not come to resolution. It leaves it vague. We brought proofs back and forth. We don't have a raya. So do we pass like Chachamim? Do we pass like Hananiah? So the Tosfos recorded in the Rush, right? Tosfos the first Dimas of the Olam and the Rush both passing like Hananiah. The Ramah rules on that. Like Kula. So he says that way as well, and as the Shaila and Mishabur was Ramah only dying Beshasav Chak, the Chazanir seemed to say it wasn't even Shasav Chak, even Ashkenazim could really hold like that, and that's how the Ramah comes out. However, the Beis Yosef follows Ikvos, the Rambam and the Rif, and the Rambam and the Rif paskin like Chachamim, so they hold that you need to be it. So Lamaisa, a lot of times it helps me, what does this mean practically? So what this would mean practically, potentially, just for 1 minute halach over here, because this Mamish are very Nogair for everyone who has, let's say, a Chalan pot, or potentially even a Blech, so we'll discuss a Blech in a moment. So let's start with the chalan pot. So if you have a challan pot, so how do you cover it? So what needs to be covered firstly? So we were discussing over here that the challan pot, you have the hot coils are already covered. So there's a svara that maybe that's already considered covered. You're not going to come to stoke those hot coals. They're already covered. You can't even see those hot coals. So maybe that's good enough. The Yalkli Yosef from Avad Yosan seems to suggest such an opinion. However, that's not necessarily the most accepted opinion. Most people assume that you need to put a layer of tinfoil on the inside covering all the sources of the heat from the challan pot. That would create garo fekatum in our modern day challan pots. And also, potentially, maybe nowadays, because what is stoking the coals is that you're going to come to raise the fire. So maybe you'd have to cover the knobs. That's a svara that Rav Vosner suggested and the Rav Aaron Cutler suggested that would be a modern day application. It would be the knobs of our, all the buttons that change and make it hotter and lower because we're afraid that that's what you'll come to do. And they say that that's what you really need to be covering. So they all do you need to cover the knobs. Rav Moshe writes a person should be choshesh to cover the knobs. However, he writes that a person, it could just cover the inside, that'd be good enough. The majority, a lot of poskim seem to go with that just the inside is the main part. Again, it would be a heder, definitely the chachila, if you can, to cover the knobs as well over a challan pot. And that creates garf akutum. And that would mean that you would allow to put an Erev Shabbos even if your food is not fully cooked. If you don't do that, then you really would be getting into potential shilas. Let's say you put up your challan an hour or two before Shabbos and you don't put in this tinfoil, then you would have a real problem potentially of shehiyah, that your food is not going to be ready by the time Shabbos comes along. So unless you hold like the Ramah, which is a shayla, maybe only holds b'shas of chak, that would potentially be problematic. So that's why it's recommended to put in the tinfoil. Again, I just mentioned this because I think it's very important. So that's what comes out over here. And this is not with regard to Chazar. I'm not getting to Chazar right now. Chazar, maybe we see a little more dapi. Maybe I'll get into Halacha Maisa. But for now, that's what we see with regards to Shehiyah. And then a blef, agav, a blef would have also the same din. The fact that you covered the fire, that would be enough. The blef itself is covering the fire. Ideally, if you want to follow the Chumrah, then you should have a blef that covers the knobs as well. Because that would, like we just said before, like Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Cutler and Shevet Alevi wanted to suggest, so then you should ideally have a blech that can cover your knobs as well, and then you could put food, even if it's not fully cooked before Shabbos, onto it. This is not talking about putting it back on Shabbos. I'm not discussing, that's Chazara. That we'll discuss, maybe we'll get to a little more of the Gemara's that discuss it, but this is all about Shehiyah. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, Ibailu ma lisvot ba. So now a different question. So we just said that maybe putting a food on the kira that's not Gruf of Ektuma is aser. How about, what about putting it next to it? Maybe putting it alongside it, on the side, would be mutter. So the Gemara says, Tashma, we could bring a proof. Shtei kiras amasimos. If you have, we said before, the identical kiras side by side. Achas Gruf of Ektuma, achas in a Gruf of Ektuma. Mashinal gabe Gruf of Ektuma, v'alpagav, the kasalik lahav lami idach. So the price is telling you that a person is allowed to place the food on the one that was covered and that the ashes were covered or they're shoveled or removed or you removed the coals. And mashing and this rice is allowing you that even if the heat is coming through the other one, that situation is mutter. So the Gemara wants to bring a proof that maybe only in this situation where you had the kira that had a case of So, the Gemara wants to bring a proof that it would be mutter, so then it would be mutter to do it on the side over here. That's what the Gemara is saying, that we see over here, that you could bring a proof that since it's getting heat from the thing that was in a garfer katum, so too if I put something next to the blech, that's the flame that was not covered properly, so then maybe that would be the same thing. So the Gemara now says, so Dilma Shani Asr de Kevan de Medalia Shalit Ba Avira. Now maybe that this case is different, the Bryce case is different, since the pot is elevated on top of the Kira, it's really very, very little heat is coming from it. However, our concern is our case is that you're getting kol kulo, all of the heat from the Kira that was in a garfakatim, therefore maybe it should be Asr in our case. So the Gemara now is another proof. Tashma Damar of Safra Mabchia Kitba Vinis Kalkula. So bring another proof from Safra Sadina Rabchia. If someone removed the Kira and it flared up again, so you covered the ashes. Sorry, I didn't move it. You covered the ashes, and then it flared up again. So the Gemara says now, someone is still allowed to place a food alongside that kira before Shabbos and keep food on top of it. And you could remove from it and do chazara on it on Shabbos. The Gemara now says, Shmamina lismuch nami. So the Gemara says over here, we can learn that in regards to placing food alongside the kira, it's going to be kitma in, lo kitma lo, only in a situation where you covered the ashes, where you did a proper either garf or kut, in this case it was ketuma, but covering the ashes, that would be mutter. However, if it's not, then it's going to be usher to place food next to the kira. So the Gemara rejects this. Gemara says, Not limana dektani, but according to your reasoning that we said with the neighbor of Chia that said one is only allowed to remove it, kitma in lo kitma lo, that only in a situation if someone did cover the kira, then it's permitted to remove food. That can't be the case. Obviously, you're allowed to remove whatever you want from a kira on Shabbos. You're removing a kira is not an issue. Placing something there is the issue, not removing it on Shabbos. Elatana not limishum avzir. Rather, it's obvious that the Rav Chia was saying this because the idea of removing was only because he was saying it because of the agav of the fact that he mentioned that you need to place it there. So too, you can't be medai, you can't make any proofs on the fact that Rav Chia said that someone is allowed to place food alongside the kira that was shoveled or covered, because it has nothing to do with that. It was just referring to the fact that if it was shoveled or covered, it was implying nothing with regards to the halacha about placing it lechatchila on the side. So the Gemara says, true though, hachi ashta, hasam nodem avzirim echad mokamu. In terms of removing and returning, that is done in one place. You can't return food on the top of the kira without placing something there. However, tana nodem mishum avzirim. But that, therefore, we said if someone's removing something by the way of someone returning it. However, elahacha, sobri v'chad mokamu, mekaibin v'chad mokamu. Placing food alongside is done in one place and keeping it is done in another place. There's nothing to do with each other. There's no need for a b'chia to state the idea that one is not, that someone is allowed to place food on the kira if it was properly covered originally and then it started flaming again. So the Gemara says that was potentially a proof. The Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion. The Gemara says, my havela. So what, that they didn't think that was a legitimate proof. So we need to bring a, how do we pasken like this? Can you heat up from an uncovered kira? So the Gemara says, kira sheiskuba gefes of eitzim, a kira. We mentioned before, the gefes is this type of psula, so the shumshanim, or the wood. Someone is not allowed to keep the food on top of it unless it was shoveled or properly exposed of. If the coals died down, and someone placed like this type of chaff or flax on them, then it's as if the kira was considered ktuma with ashes. And so this price is telling us explicitly that it's permitted to place food alongside the kira, but not on top of the kira if it was not garafikotim. So we see explicitly that would be mutter. So Tosfos just point out, important halacha though, this is not talking about an open flame. This is dafke kira, which the wall is blocking it. So therefore an open flame would be different. So, but still that would be a potential kula if something is not properly covered or exposed of it, putting on the side of it would potentially be mutter. Again, you have to look into the exact halacha's parameters of when this would apply. The Gemara continues to, we discussed Shitas, the Chananya. The Gemara now wants to know, B'Shitas Chachamim, the Gemara is going to quote something in the name of Yosha about something that's called Mitzdamik V'Yafidla. When something is 100% cooked, like a cholent that's cooked before Shabbos, I can serve it right now Friday night, it was cooked by the time Shabbos came in. But what is the fact that it's continuously getting better? It's getting better. It's getting more well done. People like the cholent more well done. It's getting better when you leave it on. Is that going to be mutter or not within the Shita of Chachamim? So the Gemara is going to discuss that right now. The Gemara says, "Amar Yitzchak, Amar Nachmeni, Amar Yosha, Kitma v'Huvera, Mashna Chamishuk, Makotzarko, Tasha Bishul Kotzarko." If someone covered the kira and then it flared up again, you're allowed to leave hot water that was fully heated and cooked, food that was fully cooked before, to leave it on Shabbos. So this is allowed to be on Shabbos. So Gemara now says, "Shma Amina, Mitzamek Biyapalo Mutter." So we see from here that this type of, even though you're improving the food, Mitzamek Biyapalo, even though it's shriveling down the food and getting better, it's getting more well done, it's still going to be Mutter Lefi Chachamim. It's not just an idea of Chashash of improvement. It's an idea that if it's fully cooked, that's good enough. If you consider it like a servant, even though it's getting better, then it would still be Mutter. So the Gemara says, "No, Shani Halcha Dikitma." Rabbi Yosha's case is fundamentally different because a person showed that he didn't want to use it by the fact that you covered the ashes, that shows that you didn't no longer want it to be hot enough and it's fully cooked, so that would be fundamentally different. So the Gemara that says, "Oh, if that's the case, so we help you by the member, then what was the reason? What's the chiddush? If you're covering the ashes to show that you clearly think it's fully cooked, and therefore it's good enough for you, then why in the world does Rabbi Yosha need to tell you that it's mutter to do this? Everyone would agree that it's mutter to do this because it's covered over and it's properly cooked, and you don't want it to be cooked anymore." So the Gemara says, "Huvra itzrecha." No, I need to teach you the case where you're going to flare up again. Why? My detema came into huvra hadra lemelsa kamaisa. I would have thought that the moment, even though you covered it and the wick came and stoked, and then the coals got hot again, so I would have thought maybe you lost your original das. The fact that you created this heker was no longer there. Maybe I would have thought it's usher. Kamash v'lan. Rabbi Yosha is teaching you that in fact this is permitted. So that's what we say over here, that we have no proof whether mitzdamek v'yavila, whether something is continuously getting better, would that still be a problem lefi shitas chacham? So the Gemara wants to bring a similar halacha. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabba Bar Chana Amar B'Yochanan Kitma V'Huvra. If someone covered the coals and then they flared up again, you're allowed to leave it before Shabbos in hot water that was fully heated and cooked, food that was fully cooked. Even if the kira had coals of a rosem wood, which Rashi points out, these coals were very hard to distinguish. They were to extinguish, rather. Sorry, they were hard to get rid of. So therefore, even though you knew that it potentially could relight, even though since you covered it, you were megala das. That's enough accurate, even if it relit. So the Gemara says, we see it for here. Even if it's shriveling down and it is getting better, it's still going to be mutter lefi chachamim. So the Gemara brings the same rejection. The Gemara says, no, shani acha de kipma. This case is different because you're megala das the moment that you covered the ashes. The Gemara says, yachi ma'ala mimra. Then what was the chiddush? So again, if I'm showing my das that I didn't want it, and it lit again. So the Gemara says, "Hupra itzrakalei," but it's teaching you the chiddush where it flared up again. The Gemara says again, "Hai nohak," but this is the same ruling as Rabbi Yosha. What is Rabbi Yochanan adding? So the Gemara says, "Gecholim shorosam itzrakalei." So the chiddush is of gecholim shorosam, which you mentioned based on Rashi, is something that you knew could potentially relight. However, and I would have thought maybe since I covered it in sufficiently, I didn't cover it enough, and then it relit is really taka my fault. So the Gemara says, "Kamashma, no, it's okay, even vedas chachamim." So now, this was one that we had with Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. He was saying that it's usher to leave fully cooked food in Akira that wasn't garf v'katav. So he clearly holds, like Chachamim would disagree with Chanan. The Gemara is going to quote that Rabbi Yochanan, it's different Shita, Amar Rav Shesha, Rabbi Yochanan, Kir Sheskuba, Gevaz of Eitzim, Ashen Lachamim, Shaluk Mokotar, Mala Shalubi Shal Kotar. Here, Rabbi Yochanan is following Shitas Chananya. He's saying that if it wasn't covered properly, it's still going to be mutter as long as it was somewhat cooked. However, everyone is going to agree that if you took it off on Shabbos, then you no longer can do chakzara. You can't put the food back on unless it was garf v'katim, unless it was shoveled away, or you covered the ashes over them. So the Gemara says, "Kasafar masnis lavser tana." The Rashi says, "Bedas Rabbi Yochanan," is assuming that the Mishnah is following Chananya, and therefore the Mishnah is referring to chazara, returning food on Shabbos of alahashos, mashin al peshin garf v'katim. Rabbi Yochanan in this shita is assuming that even if it's not, if it wasn't shoveled properly or covered, it was as long as it's cooked enough that you could have eaten it. If it was machab adjusai, that would be mutter like Chananya. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava tarvaya tanina." We learn both of these aspects of Rav Sheshes in the Mishnah. Lahashos Tanina, the Mishnah says, Lahashos ain nosin as a pas besucha tanrim chashecha. You're not allowed to, this is the Mishnah we saw in Yitzhak Beis. The Mishnah told us you're not allowed to paste bread in the oven close to nightfall on Friday. The locharas ogachavim, not biscuits on coals, ela gabish kumapaneh, unless there's sufficient time for its surface to crust while it is still daytime. Ha karmapaneh, sure, however, if it did crust, and even though it wasn't fully cooked, it is going to be mutter, even though these things were not properly had garaf ekatum. So this was following Shitas Chananya. So the Gemara says, we see over here that that was following, that idea of Shehiyah following Chananya, we see over here. And also Chazara, la'achsir nami nadina. The Mishnah also teaches us the Chiddush of Chazara. Beisila omrim af makzirim v'adkan lo kashu beisila begrivik tuma, ava b'shina grivik tuma, lo. So we see the Beisila allow you only to do Chazara to return it back on to the thing if the flame is properly covered. If it's not properly covered, it's also to do Chazara on it. So we see over here both aspects of Rabbi Yochanan have been already mentioned. I was just wondering why that maybe this the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is a passing like Chananya according to Rav Sheshes. I don't know, the Gemara for some reason assumed that was Pashut. So the Gemara now answers that Rav Sheshes, Nami Diyuka Demas Nizan Kamashalan. Rav Sheshes was teaching you the Chiddush of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was teaching you, it doesn't explicitly say that bread crusting on the side is enough. Rav Sheshes is telling you that you should learn that Diyuk out from here. So that's again, that's how, and this is how Rashi and Tosfos are paskining. They point that out over here, that we paskin like Chananya. Okay, so the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So this is a different sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that says the following, Kira Shizku be-Gefes of Eitzim, a Kira that was heated with the type of wood and the other, the Gefes, the Psolus of Shimshon. Someone is a leave on Shabbat, cooked food, it was fully cooked. So here is a different sheet of the Das Rabbi Yochanan, that only if it's fully cooked, but for the Mitzamek Gevela, but there would be a Chiddush, that it would be heter if it was good, if it was getting better, as it gets more well done, even that would be Mutter. So if it's fully cooked, but getting better, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's fully cooked before Shabbat, it would be mutter. So the Gemara says, "Amarlu medarbanan the Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda." How Rav Shmuel there matavaya mitzamek gavlo aser. But wait a second, Rav Shmuel said that it's aser if it's getting better. They held like Chachamim. They held like Chachamim that holds that it needs to be fully cooked, and they also hold mitzamek viyavlo if it's condensing and getting better, it's aser. So it says Gemara now. Amarle it's atu leis ani adana damar Rav Yosef amar Yehuda Shmuel mitzamek gavlo aser kikamina the Rav Yochanan kikamina. I know this shita that you just said. I know that if it's that according to the Rav, they say mitzamek gavlo aser. I was telling you the Chiddush is bedash. Rabbi Yochanan knows Mitznamek V'yafilo is still going to be mutter. So with Machlokas, within Chachamim, is there Megal, are we more Machmir? Do we assume that if it's getting better, is it Asr Lefi Chachamim, like Rav Shmuel, or if it's getting better, it's still mutter, like Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Ukva, Mimashin Le Rav Ashi, So he said to Rav Ashi that you guys who live in Bavel near Rav Shmuel, that's where they're the Morad Asra Avduk Rav Shmuel. You should pass him like Rav Shmuel. That same Etzamek Biyafalo is Asr. And as long as it's getting better, it's going to remain Asr, even if it's fully cooked. However, Ananavin Kerbi Yochanan, we follow our Mordas, we're going to follow like Rabbi Yochanan, and he holds that it's permitted if it is fully cooked and getting worse and not necessarily getting better. So the Gemara now says, Amar Lei, Abaye L'Rav Yosef, Ma'al Lishos. What's the halacha with regards to leaving food on something that's in a garfik katum? Do we pass in like Chachamim? So we see it was a massive machlokas Amoraim also. So I was saying, it's a fascinating machlokas. This is one of the most fascinating machlokas for me in all Shas. It's like something that literally started from the Tanaim, and it literally throughout the Doros until our very day has the same machlokas. It never was resolved. The Gemara now says, Amar Lei, Hajar Yehuda Mashiv Achel. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda did permit it. He did it. He ate from a food that was not properly garfikatum. It wasn't properly covered. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Bar Minei Rabbi Yehuda, the cave in the Mesukana, Philip Shabbos, Namishar Lavin Hachin. No, you can't bring a proof from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was sick. He was very old at the time of Abaye. So he was very old and he was very sick. He was a Mesukana, and he was allowed to even violate Shabbos. So the Gemara was saying, so then obviously he would do the Shehiyah, which only is the Rabbanan. However, leave a lachmai. What about the lacha for normal people who are not sick? Amar Lei, Besura Mashu. In Surah, they were making like Hanania. They said that Rav Nachman was very careful in following halacha, and he would do it. A lot of people say, oh, this guy is so frum, I'll do this also. So yeah, but he was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, not just some guy they see in the street who looks frum. They knew the guy. They knew the Rav. So if you know the Rav, then that was, you're allowed to follow him. However, so Gemara now says, Amar Avashi, Kamina Kamina, Rav Huna, Vishan, like Kesedar, Nasa, Ve'achal. I saw they left fish on a thing that was Rashi's Einar Garfakatum, and he ate it. I assume that he was still holding like Chachamim that needs to be fully cooked, and maybe he was being makel that it was already fully cooked before Shabbos, and it was getting better if he was makel on that nekuda. Or maybe it was because it was getting worse. The fish had flour in it. The fact that it had flour is getting worse, and therefore it was getting bad, and that's why it was mutter, because of mitzamek viralo. So the Gemara now continues, Amar Rav Nachman, mitzamek viralo aser. Rav Nachman is paskening that if it gets better, it's aser. Mitzamek viralo mutter. However, if it's only getting worse as it's getting more cooked, then it would be mutter, because you're not afraid you're going to make it more worse by stoking the coals, then it's going to be mutter. So again, this would only have ramifications for the Rambam and the Rif, but that's how Shulchan Aruch passes, because that would be passing l'chachila at least. And so it would have ramifications for us. If your cholent is getting better, then even according to the Shulchan Aruch, then even if it's not covered, even if it's fully cooked before Shabbos, you still need to cover it and do garf v'katim. Kol of the milsa, kol the isbe mincha mitzamek v'rala. Now the Gemara is saying, anything that has flour is generally going to be consumed as getting worse. Levar mitavso delilfsa, except for turnips, which take a long time. Davagav the isbe mincha mitzamek v'rala. Now turnips take a long time to cook, so therefore it's not going to be so bad. Remember, it is like bisra. This only applies to the turnip as meat ever. Have a lisle bisra mitzamek v'ralahu. Even if it is meat, then it's going to be getting worse as it gets shrivels down. V'chi isbe bisra nami, and also when it contains meat, lo manela de lo kabay le orchin. We only said this when he does not need to give it for guests. Of al kabay le orchin mitzamek v'ralahu. If he's giving it to guests, then it's considered getting worse because you want the portions to be bigger. If it's shriveling down, you have a meat that you cook it in the oven, a lot of times it's big meat, and all of a sudden it turns tiny. That's bad for you. Lepada dice v'damer mitzamek v'ralahu. And then we finish off here that dishes of figs and cereal dates, they also are getting worse. We consider mitzamek v'ralo adkan for today. So again, alach l'maisa, this would be important for Sfardim, whether they hold the mitzamek v'ralo. That's how Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that you only need mitzamek v'ralo. Okay, very good.